Cam Girls Track and Field is already off to the races, with a few indoor meets already finalized for the Cougars. At the Central College indoor meet last Saturday, the Cougars saw a few personal bests broken, with some dominant performances. Emma Fullman participated in the high jump, Ada Hansen participated in multiple running events, and Macy Berg threw her personal best in the shot put alongside Courtney Fullman. Both Kylie Williamson and J.C. Eden also cut their times in the meet.
Weekend went to a indoor track meet at Central. Took six girls there, some younger individuals. We had Emma Fullman, though. She was a senior there. She competed in the high jump and didn't probably do as well as she was hoping, but she had some really, really good jumps. And like I said, if we can just keep getting a little bit better every single track meet and not peak too early, I think that would be a great thing for her. She ran her fastest 60-meter dash of her life, so that was awesome. We had Ada Hansen compete, qualify for finals in the 60-meter hurdles. So she cut her time from when she competed up at the Ames indoor track meet. So she did quite well. We had Macy Berg throw a PR in the shot put. Courtney Fullman, she did well in her shot put as well, went over 28 foot. So seeing some really good improvement from those girls. And then we had other girls like Kylie Williamson. She competed in the 60. She cut her time from the indoor track meet at Ames. We had J.C. Eden. She ran her fastest open 800 ever. So like I said, there's a lot of positives to that track meet.
Speaking of shattered records, Ada Hansen broke the open 800-meter dash school record in Ames with a 2 minute 32.04 second time, a record that was held since 1999. Hansen finished 10th in the meet, but had an impressive time nonetheless. Head coach Luke Simons was impressed with Hansen, along with Lily Barber and Emma Fullman in the field events, as we will likely see some of the younger athletes step up this year.
We already had a record broken this year. We had Ada Hansen break the open 800 record. That was held since 1999. She did it first track meet up there in Ames. So that kind of set the tone for the season and have some high expectations for her. And like the throwing events, Lily Barber's been putting in great work, you know, expecting big things out of her in the shot put and specifically the discus. Emma Fullman, she's been a staple in the high jump for the past 3 years. And then from there, you know, we have a bunch of younger individuals on the team and don't know exactly where they're going to fit in as far as track lineups go right now, but I think they could do some very special things this year.
CAM features 22 total girls on the roster this season who all have a competitive nature and a drive to get better. The Cougars push one another in practice and even in meets so that they can succeed as a team.
One thing that I think they've done a great job this year is just competing. They haven't been afraid to, hey, call out a teammate, I want to race you again in a block start. And, you know, just not being afraid of that competition. There's some track meets that we go to and there's some bigger schools there. And sometimes we, you know, get a little down on ourselves and, hey, can I compete? And I think that's something this year I don't think we're going to have to worry about. And then also, just like the teamwork, they've been really, really working well together this year as a team. Whether it's just competing against one another in a running event, they've done really well working together.
The end goal for the CAM Cougars is just like many teams, to represent their athletic program at the state meet. Until then, the focus is on the Rolling Valley Conference meet to compete against the likes of Woodbine, Boyer Valley, and many others that will help the Cougars represent who they are as a track team.
Would like to try to get as many events as we could, possibly to state. We missed on that goal last year, so that's something really focus on as far as this year goes. I always like to try to focus on doing as well as we possibly can at our conference track meet. So at the Rolling Valley, go up there. Always have to compete against Woodbine, Boyer Valley. A lot of teams like that have some pretty good squads. And then we always like to hopefully go represent the best we can at our home track meet. And then the other track meets from there, we can treat them, you know, mix up some relays and try some different events and see what's going to work best for the team and hopefully have it fine-tuned by the end of the year.
CAM will get into the outdoor season with the Bulldog Relays coming up in under a week, starting on Tuesday, March 26th at Bedford High School. The meet will jump off the line starting at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.